This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If you're not sitting on a BART train right now, it's very likely that you're stuck in traffic. The Bay Area is one of the most congested places in the whole country, behind L.A. and Honolulu. And over the next 30 years, 2 million more people are expected to move here. To handle all that change, we're going to need a plan. And as of mid-July, we have one. Plan Bay Area, a long-term strategy to guide growth in the region. A fundamental part of it is the prediction that most of those 2 million new people are going to live and work in what are called transit-oriented developments, or TODs. These are planned neighborhoods with housing, offices, and retail space centered around a transit hub like BART or light rail. The point is to make cars optional for residents and workers.
In truth, it's not a new idea.
Robert Severo teaches urban planning at UC Berkeley. He says TODs are modeled after dense urban walkable cities like New York or Paris.
So in many ways, transit-oriented development takes the pre-automobile era streetcar cities of 100 years ago and tries to modernize it, really tries to adapt it to the 21st century.
Patsy Denny of Morgan Hill spoke during the public comment period before the plan was passed and compared Plan Bay Area to Cold War-era communist policies.
I would like to challenge all of you to get on an airplane and fly to Russia, China, and Siberia. I've been to all three, and if you don't understand what your housing is going to look like, go and look at it.
So do TODs, or stack and packs, as many opponents call them, really work? KALW's Isabel Angel visited two of them to find out.
Welcome to Fruitvale, Fruitvale Station. This is the Fruitvale Station. Thank you.
Back in the 1990s, BART wanted to build a big parking garage at its Fruitvale Station in East Oakland. But the garage would have cut the station off from the rest of this mostly immigrant, low-income neighborhood. So the community resisted, and the Unity Council, a nonprofit advocacy group for the neighborhood, brought up the idea of building a transit-oriented development instead.
And we made a deal with BART.
Jeff Pace is the chief operations officer for the Unity Council.
And the way I like to characterize the deal is, BART said that if you, the Unity Council, if you design something, get community backing for it and their input, if you finance it, build it, own it, operate it, then we'll let you do that.
So, like, they would let you use this space and not turn it into a parking lot?
Correct.
The council built Fruitvale Village, a collection of apartments, offices, and retail space centered around the BART station. And as part of the deal, they also built BART their parking garage. But they stuck it off to the side, where it wouldn't interfere with the neighborhood. Fruitvale Village packs a lot into three blocks, and it's not just apartments and businesses. There's a large health clinic, a preschool, and a counseling center for foster kids. There's even a charter high school, Arise, right next to a senior center. Pace says at first, Fruitvale Village, which was completed in 2004, had a hard time filling up its retail spaces. But now, he says it's a big success.
We like to say we're 100-100-100. We've got 100% occupancy in all three of our main uses, the residential, the commercial, community service, and the retail.
Fruitvale Village has also made some headway on the main goal of transit-oriented development, getting people out of cars. A 2006 survey, which Pace admits is a long time ago, showed that over 30% of residents take BART to work. That's four times the average for the rest of Oakland.
So, I mean, if you put people really close to mass transit, they use it.
Next station, Pleasant Hill Station.
22 miles inland from Fruitvale Village on the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART line is the Contra Costa Center. It's right next to downtown Walnut Creek at the Pleasant Hill BART station. The neighborhood is quiet and spread out, about half a square mile of office parks, condos, and retail space. It's a big contrast from Fruitvale Village. The center, which was organized in 1985, attracts residents and businesses by offering a suburban setting that's walkable and close to public transit. It also offers perks to workers who don't drive. Property owners chip in to a general fund that pays for things like reduced-price BART tickets and cash for people who carpool. In all, 30% of people who work at the center don't drive there alone. The county's average is 20%. In fact, part of the center's program to get workers out of cars involves giving them access to cars.
Just drive down Oak for a minute, Chris, real quick. To the left.
Yeah, that's good. Lynn Busby is the executive director of the Contra Costa Center. She and her colleague showed me around the development in one of their car share Nissan Leafs.
If you take BART or a bus to work or walk or ride your bike, we have a car sharing program that's free of charge to anyone. The building owners pay for that.
Busby says the cars let people drive to lunch and run errands, so they can leave their own cars at home. The center has also added a fleet of bikes and Segways people can check out for free. But even after almost two decades, Busby points out the Contra Costa Center isn't finished yet.
This Block D is supposed to be a 12-story office building. It's this block that's fenced over here. That's the only vacant piece besides the other one over here, which is scheduled for 100 condos for sale units.
There's also still some empty retail along the bottom floor of two apartment buildings that were built in 2010. Busby says the space is slowly filling up, and she hopes a plan for a restaurant will go through.
The whole point is you live here, you work here, you can take the train to work, and it's amazing to watch in the morning people that are walking to the BART station here. It's quite phenomenal.
And this is exactly what the architects of Plan Bay Area want the future to look like. The plan estimates that over two-thirds of the region's new housing will be built on 5% of the land, mostly in TODs very similar to Fruitvale Village or the Contra Costa Center. But not everyone sees the future the same way. It's up to individual Bay Area cities to decide how they want to grow. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.